So today, as we celebrate this beautiful solemnity of the Ascension, Jesus ascending back to his Father in heaven, of course, there's a couple different thoughts that come to mind. One is a sense of completion. As I was reflecting on Jesus' ascension, I was always remembered when this all began. So Jesus, through the power of the Holy Spirit, God conceived his Son in the womb of the Blessed Mother. And our God took upon our flesh. He was born, as we celebrate at Christmas, entered into the world as our light. Jesus, of course, full God, fully man, and in all ways like us, but without sin. Jesus lived and grew. He began his public ministry, we believe, at around the age of 30, as he came to proclaim that he was truly the Son of God, who came to reorder, to rightly order the world and God's creation, particularly to rightly order sin that had entered the world and to redeem the world back to for God his Father, so that we are no longer creatures of this world, but we are sons and daughters of the living God, and we become citizens through our baptism of heaven. And so it makes sense that Jesus sits at the right hand of his Father to govern. Maybe a better word to use is to shepherd, to care for his flock, for his children, that where he has gone, we too are promised to be with him. One particular word that seemed to jump out to me, and whether it jumped out to you in the gospel or not, maybe to be a word that didn't seem to belong, which it says that the apostles also doubted. And I think this is maybe a word that seems to fit rather with our human condition. To be redeemed, to have been baptized in the life of Jesus Christ, but to still struggle in our human flesh. So this realization that we are still tempted, maybe this realization that we are still doubt and struggle with doubt, to fully believe what Jesus has said to us and what he has promised. I've said this many times, in the Gospel of Matthew, it says, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. My hope would be as you come to church each Sunday, that maybe you come here, maybe in this mode, or in this particular place. Lord, I believe in you, but I still doubt. I'm still struggling. I don't know, is this really true? Do you really love me? Are you really preparing a place for me in heaven? Will I also ascend with you? Will you bring me to be where you are? Lord, maybe particular things that happened over this last week, particular things that have happened in our own life. We can either choose to hold fast to the truth that Jesus has given and spoken to us, which that invitation is there. The Holy Spirit will be, of course, has been sent, and we will celebrate again next weekend at Pentecost. The Holy Spirit has come to help us to move out of doubt and fear, to move a place into a place of abiding in trust. Jesus does not just overlook the doubt of his apostles. God does not overlook the doubt that still remains at times in our own hearts, but desires to speak into it, desires to notice it, for us not to be ashamed by that doubt, or not fully understanding. Jesus desires for us to recognize again what we have. We have inherited heaven through our baptism. We have become, again, citizens of heaven. Nothing that has been given or told to the Father has not been told to us. Everything that Jesus received, he has passed on to us, his children. So today, as we remember Jesus' ascension to heaven, may we not be filled with sadness. May we recognize maybe the doubt that might still be at play in our own hearts and let the Lord speak into it. So not be ashamed and not close ourselves off to that. But the opportunity that this is hopefully what prayer is for each day, as you go to prayer. Lord, I come to you in prayer. I believe, help my unbelief. Lord, I want to bring to you my doubt. I want to bring to you the mistakes that I have made. I don't want to let these things come in between you and your love for me. That maybe there can be, or there should be, when we come to prayer, that the first thing that we do speak about is our limitations, our poverty. And Lord, this is the place I know where you want to fill. This is the place that you want to speak into. This is the place that you want to say that I abide here and that I am with you in the midst of all of these. So may we find continued joy in Jesus' ascension into heaven, that one day we will be with him there, that where he is going, we too will also be. And no longer let our own doubts, our own fears, our uncertainties keep us from the joy that Jesus has promised to us. And how awesome at each time that we come to Mass, this promise is, Jesus fulfills that promise as he feeds us with his very self in his body and his blood in the Eucharist, that both Daniel and Katie will be able to receive for the first time, and for us too, as we come forward to again to receive Jesus's promise that he would continue to feed us, that he would continue to speak to us, that we would be one with him at the Eucharistic table. So may our hearts, even now, the doubt begin to dispel, the excitement and the joy begin to grow, as again, we're able to come to this Eucharistic table and to receive the body and blood of our Savior Jesus Christ, who has not left us, who has not abandoned us, but is preparing us to be with him in heaven.
Thank you for listening to Aggie Catholic Homilies. You can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Spotify, or anywhere else you listen to podcasts. Be sure to check out our sister podcast, Aggie Catholic Talks, to hear talks from Magnify, Catholicism 101, and more. Thanks, God bless, and gig 'em.